Well, welcome back, LifePoint Church. My name is Braden Rodriguez, and we are glad that you are joining us in on this week's DriveCast. I am the student in 1825 pastor at our Delaware campus, and man, I sure do love getting the opportunity to speak to our church on Sundays and speak to our church via these DriveCasts. This week, we're continuing on in our series, week three of our series. It's called Ordinary People, and we've been talking about the idea that we are servants. And this main idea that we have chased down is that God uses ordinary people to accomplish his extraordinary purposes. Let me say that again. God uses his ordinary people, everyday Christians, believers, those who would profess Christ, being ordinary people, to accomplish his extraordinary purposes. And on Sunday at our Delaware campus, at least, I know that I got the opportunity to talk about how all Christians have a specific call in their life and all have a general call in their life. And the specific call, it is what God has called us to do, essentially vocationally, is I guess an easy way to say that. What has God given you a passion for, a God-given passion for, and how are you using that to do ministry? It doesn't have to just be in pastoral leadership. It could also be in the home as a stay-at-home mom or dad. It could be in the doctor's office as a nurse or a doctor. It could be lawyer, construction worker, or any of those things, thing at all that God has given you a passion for, that your industry is, and how are you completing the ministry and work there. The second thing we talked about is this, is that God gives us a general call. All Christians have a general call. And what is the general call that we have? The first is the Great Commission. We looked at what the Great Commission says. It says, go therefore and make disciples. That go means essentially as you are going, are you making disciples? Jesus would say a way to do that is to love God and to love one another. That you loving people is going to be the way to do it. You sharing the gospel with people is going to be a way to make disciples in all sorts of ways. And then the second thing we looked at as far as like a subpoint number two and general calling is that we all are called as Christians, right? We have to be Christians. Those who believe in Christ, we are called to serve one another. We have this general call to uplift the body. One of the things that I quoted talked about on Sunday was Paul in his letter to the First Corinthians or the Corinthian church in First Corinthians chapter 12. He talks about how we are this image of a body, right? And then he begins to throw out these lists of body parts, head and feet and all these things, right? And he says that how could a hand look at the foot and say, like, I don't need you. We are all one body. Every Christian makes up the body, the organism of the church, and that we all have a role to play in that. We all have a role to play in the kingdom of God and in the capital C church, and that is in service, right? In serving one another, loving one another. It goes back to that idea. Jesus says, they'll know that you're my disciples by the way you love one another. One of my favorite books that impacted me highly was Letters to the Church by Francis Chan. Francis Chan talks frequently throughout the book just about ministry and talks about the idea of serving and talks about this idea. He uses this imagery it's not just figure skating that we're doing. When we become Christians, we're given a pair of skates, right? It's essentially how he uses it. He's like, we're not just to figure skate, but we're supposed to be on a hockey team. This is not a solo thing, but rather a thing that we are to do together. One of the pages on talking about being a servant in his book, it starts this way, and I'll read it for you and then we'll walk through it. It says this, it says, don't you see the weirdness in calling people Christians, and he emphasizes Christ and Christian, when they aren't servants? So essentially he's begging the question, isn't it weird that we call people Christians if they aren't servants because Christ was a servant? He says, I know we can't force people to serve, but there has to be something we can do. No team puts up with players who refuse to contribute. No army puts up with soldiers who don't carry their own weight. Why do churches continue to put up with Christians who refuse to serve? Why don't we treat selfishness as a sin that needs to be confronted? If Scripture commands us to serve one another, isn't it a bit strange that we give people free passes? Francis continues to quote, out of 1 Peter and out of James, 1 Peter 4:10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin, James 4:17. So essentially, what he's talking about is, man, we are commanded to serve in the scriptures, that God was a servant, that Christ became this humble servant to serve his people, to love his people, dies on a cross for us, and he was a servant of all. And so he's saying, isn't it a little contradictory that if a Christian or a person who has been changed by Christ doesn't serve? And if you put it that way, you're like, yeah, that's pretty weird considering he's the one who served us and he's changed us, and so shouldn't we go therefore? And then he kind of uses some harsh languages. No team or no army would put up with someone who refused to do the job. And what I'm not saying is that, you know, there should be some sort of extra disciplinary action for those who serve. That's not what I'm saying. And I don't think that's what Francis Chan is saying either. I think he's just trying to beg the question, to push the point of how important it is to serve. And when we're not serving, that we might be in fact, living in some selfishness, some self-preservation, some looking out of my own interest in some way. And maybe that's not always true, but I think sometimes that can be the motive behind us, that when, man, we're not building one another up in the church, when we're not making disciples of one another in our midst, that we're not pouring out our lives for the sake of our brother and sister and loving them in an extraordinary, a supernatural kind of way, that just something seems off. And that I think he's saying that we all need to jump in and to start to live that command and say, man, I will live humbly and love my brother, and I will live humbly and graciously and serve my sister. And I think that's such a really neat thing, and it's something that challenged me a lot when I read this book. And there's a lot of more challenging things that I read from it, but definitely that is a huge challenge. And so today, I think if we continue to consider what it looks like to serve the body, that we are servants, that we have personal ministry, that we have gifts and talents that we need to use for the sake of the kingdom, especially in serving one another, then that we would take the challenge to start moving in that direction, that we would continue on serving one another in a supernatural kind of way, where we are uplifting one another in love that Christ has shown us first. And so, guys, I hope today that you take this challenge and that you hear it, and that it would sit deep inside of you, and that you would ask the Lord to show you of any place inside of you that would need to change, and ask him, hey, Lord, how do I need to serve specifically? How do I do the general calling in which you have put on my life? And so, church, today, as you think about those things, I want to pray for us, and then I'm going to give you some time to pray today. Father, we love you, and we thank you, and we praise you. God, we know that you loved us and served us. And so, Father, today I pray that we would be able to serve one another in the way that you have commanded us, and we would do it in love. Father, Paul talks about how we could do all sorts of spiritual things, but if we didn't love, that it meant nothing. And so, Father, we pray that we would love supernaturally and serve extraordinary ways for your extraordinary purposes and for the building of your kingdom and all for your glory. God, we cry out to you that you are holy, 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 and you are worthy of all glory, honor, and power. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, church, I hope that you will take some time and ponder these things today and pray. Thank you, church. You are sent.